देखा।
हेलो
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 हेलो, दिस इज
या
राज
गुड
देखा फ्रॉम
आफ्टरनून,
यूनाइटेड।
कैन यू स्पीक इंग्लिश?
यस, हु इज इट?
या गुड आफ्टरनून, एम ऑडिबल?
हेलो, या आई कैन हियर यू, बट हु आर यू? सॉरी, आई हैवंट हर्ड योर नेम।
ओके या एक्चुअली आई एम कॉलिंग फ्रॉम इंडिया, आई एम कॉलिंग फ्रॉम कंसल्टिंग फर्म and I am gathering some info about the high performance additives for my client who is interested in to purchase the product. So can you connect me to a correct person who can give me some detailed info about your additives for high performance plastics?
The easiest would be if you sent me an email and I will forward it to the right person, because we have regional split of responsibility. So if you are located in India, it might be one of my Chinese colleagues taking care of the Indian market.
No, no, yeah, I understand you, but my client is interested to purchase in from Germany actually. So that's why I
Okay.
called them.
So if your client wants to buy from or in Europe, then it
Yeah.
would be me. So I'm the
Yeah,
right person for
that's
this.
right. Yeah, that's why I called you. You're the right person. So can you please connect me to the person who can give me some details?
Yeah, but what details? Yeah, I would be the right person for the European market. But what kind of details are you looking for? What information do you need?
What kind, like what types of product additives you manufacture for high performance additives, and what are the applications? Like, is it for my client's interest or not? So then I will give the details to client, and the purchase team will contact you. Okay, that's it.
We are a producer of stabilizers for plastics, and they can be used in various things, plastics like polyamide or polyolefins. So our stabilizers are used almost in all kinds of plastics. So we are making UV stabilizers, UV absorbers, radical scavengers, antioxidants. This is what we produce.
I've gone through your website. You produce for plastics, but is it for high performance plastics like polyamide? Yeah.
And what do you consider as high
you
performance
produce.
Plastic? So, what do you consider as high performance plastic?
Okay,
like
let me tell you.
Polyamide.
Yeah, polyamide, fluoropolymers.
Yeah.
And cell phone
fluoropolymers,
polymer.
I'm not sure, but polyamide, yes, but fluoropolymers usually don't need much stabilizers. But polyamide, yes, our products are used in polyamide. They're used in some are used in polycarbonate and PCABS and alloys.
Polycarbonate, these are engineering plastic. So my client is
engineering
interested
plastic,
in, client is interested in high performance plastics. Okay, so there is polyamide and there is a high performance polyamide also. So if you know, then you can give me details. Otherwise, you can connect me to other person, right person who can give me more details.
Yeah, I'm the person. The question is, what kind of details do you want to have? So
okay.
Maybe I can send you a product brochure.
Okay. So you are the right person. So I'm interested. Like I'm asking, my question is, for which type of polymers do you produce? Which type of high performance polymers do you produce additives? You offer additives for which type of high performance polymers?
So I think the easiest would be if I can send you our product brochure, and then you see what kind of polymers, which product is suitable for which kind of polymer. So that is very relatively easy to see. If you would just give me your email address, I can forward the product brochure to you, and you would see it right away. So, but we are not thinking about polymers and categories. We are thinking about our own products, and so we don't have a cluster for high performance polymers and then a selection for these kind of additives that fits into this. This is not how our products are presented.
Actually, I've gone to your website, but not every plastic types are mentioned, like you offer UV absorbers, but especially like for which types of plastics you offer UV absorbers, it's not mentioned here. That's why I called you. Offer antioxidants also. So for specifically which type of plastics you offer antioxidants, it's not mentioned here. That's why I'm calling you. So can you in detail specify like which, for which plastics you offer these products? Yes. That's why I want to ask.
I'm not sure if this question can be answered, because there are high-performance plastics. Some of them don't need UV absorbers or UV stabilizers because they just not get affected by UV light. And some are very stable by themselves, like fluoroform polymers are very stable. Nevertheless, what happens to them? So I'm not sure what kind of stabilizers are needed there. So I doubt that any one of us can really answer your question. You can, I'm sure that many of the products can be used or blended with the polymers that you're asking for, but I'm not sure if they really have the desired effect in these kind of polymers. So I can only answer really specific questions if you would ask me for this specific high performance plastics. I can choose the additives that can be used in there, but I don't have a general overview of all high-performance plastic, because they're not all the same. So if one product fits into a fluoropolymer, it doesn't mean that it fits in other high-performance plastics. So
okay, I got you.
Question. So there's no general answer to the question, I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you offer UV absorbers for sulfone polymers?
For which kind of polymers, sorry?
Sulfone polymers.
I'm not sure if I know this kind of polymer.
Let me ask you one by one. If you offer, then you say yes. Otherwise, you say no. Okay.
If you would send me a list of these high performance polymers, then I can research and check what kind of polymer is it, what is the construction of the polymer.
Please tell me your email. I will send you a mail address.
Yeah, can I have your email address? Then I send you my contact details. Or I give you my, do you have my email address? You have my phone number, so maybe you have my card or my contact details.
Actually, I called to the given number on your website. I don't have your, I'm not calling your personal number.
Yeah, but if you put the your question, there is also an email address on the website. If you would use this one, it will end up in my email account.
I don't know your email account. If you give me, then I will give these types of polymers, and then you tell for which polymers you offer additives. Yeah.
So my email address is Ralf, it's the first name, R-A-L-F.
R-A-L-F.
Dot.
Dot.
Second name is Deka, D-E.
D-E.
C-K-E-R.
C-K-E-R.
Yeah, D-E-C-K-E-R. Deka.
Yeah, D-E-C-K-E-R.
Then at unitechem.eu.
Okay, unitechem.eu.
Yeah.
Okay, I will send you an email.
Okay, and I will do my best to answer your question as completely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.